it turns out there's actually a lot of ghosts in Newtown. So not only is it like living up to that, I mean, we're going even further than kind of alternative. This is downright spooky stuff. These ghosts that are apparently dwelling all within Newtown. There's a company that's dedicated to exposing people to and learning about these ghosts and meeting them, called Ghostly Tours. I'm joined by tour guide Karen on the line. Karen, how are you?
Bryce, I'm feeling good at the moment, though you're spooking me out a little bit at the moment too.
Really? You're meant to be the seasoned veteran of this stuff. I mean, I tell you what, I got to like be up front. I'm not the most... You know, I'm not a big ghost believer, but I mean, I'm definitely open to being persuaded, and I've definitely I've been to a couple of paranormal expos, and I definitely came close to believing. I mean, what can you tell me about how crazy is the ghost scene in Newtown at the moment?
Look, it depends what time of the night you're there, really, Bryce. It gets crazy at different times of the night, but partly what I talk to you about is the history of the ghosts, and a lot of our ghosts are ghosts from the past as well. So there's sort of strange nurses that may come wandering through the grave site. There's some lovers. We like to hear lovers' stories. And there's a lover that floats between her grave and the grave of her lover on site as well.
How do you know, do you have equipment that can tell you, oh, this is a male in his 50s or whatever kind of thing?
Look, no, we don't. We don't go into that whole paranormal sort of stuff. It's more sort of giving you, here's the history and here's the stories behind the people that have been buried out here.
Yeah, right.
And because there's lots and lots of bodies still below the ground that we don't know a lot about.
Oh, my God. And wow, so we're walking across ground. That's quite disrespectful. I imagine that would anger the spirits.
I would suggest not to. But yeah, there's about 20,000 bodies still below the ground.
What?
In some of the parks there in Newtown where people are sitting and having their picnics and things like that, yeah.
Geez, so your job is to kind of, just make us a bit more aware of this stuff. How do people generally react? I mean, I can imagine you'd get some really, really extreme reactions. Has there been one that stands out in your mind over your career?
Look, sometimes it's just sort of the hairs go on the back of your neck or you sort of, you know, you get goosebumps. And things like that. And for some people too, it's just hearing about the history and what has happened and the people that have died out there, or things like the plague. There's been people run over at the train station. There's a few gruesome stories that I get to tell you. So they're a little bit disgusting. A bit of mafia involvement. We've got the Italian mafia. Whoa. Comes into our story as well. So,
damn.
Yeah.
I mean, I got to ask you, this is a weird like proposition, because I imagine you get people that would get so scared and so freaked out, but then you don't want to calm them down by saying, don't worry, it's not real, because then it is, like, you know, it is real. According to, so, I mean, how do you calm someone down that's really scared about the fact they're walking on a mobster's grave or something like that?
I like humour. Mm-hmm. I use humour, and it's not to distract too much from, look, let's think about what's really happened here and some of the really sad stories as well. But we can sort of sometimes put a little funny slant on things, or maybe just bring it back to, yeah, well, they're real people and we're all going to die one day.
And in your experience, I mean, based on all the, you know, the experiences you've had and interactions you've had with the spirit world, is there something that they would like us human beings to perhaps be doing to be doing more efficiently or something? Is there any like wisdom from the afterlife that you've picked up?
Look, I think it's about living life to the full, and making the best of what you've got.
Yeah.
And just, yeah, reflecting on the past a bit, not forgetting the past. And that's sort of what the gravestones are about too, that sort of they're a reminder of what our past has been, but let's keep moving on and looking to the future as well.
Very wise words, Karen. And cool. I think that's a great note to end it on. Ghostly Tours are the company if you'd like to go and check out one of these tours. Karen, thank you very much for the chat.
No, it's been an absolute pleasure. I'd love people to come and visit me any Saturday night.
Brilliant. They will be there, I'll tell you that much. Awesome. Thank you very much.